Many people know the story. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up the mountain to pray, and he is transfigured before them. There's this light, and he's dazzling white, and then Moses and Elijah, representing the law and the prophets, appears. They appear on either side of Jesus, and the three are frightened, and they don't know what to do, and they're saying, you know, Peter starts to say, and it even says in the gospel reading for this second Sunday of Lent, he hardly knew what to say. Let's erect three tents, and it's good for us to be here. And then they're told, they hear a voice. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Let's think about, and I don't think we do sometimes, who these three are. James and John, we later hear in Scripture, are so immature that they send their mother to Jesus to say, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, have my son sit on your left and on your right. They couldn't even do it themselves. They had to send their mother to take care of it. Which then made the other apostles not exactly happy. And then there's impetuous Peter. There he is talking, and it takes the voice of the Father to stop him from speaking. Listen to him. Aren't they in many ways like us? Sometimes we're immature. Sometimes we're impetuous. We hardly know what to say, and then we start to say, and God is trying to speak to us. God is trying to show us. Jesus is trying to show them who he really is. Fully human. Fully divine. The Son of God. And instead of listening, they want to do their own thing. Isn't that often like us? Listening is in some ways a lost art. That's been said by many commentators. We talk past one another. We don't really take the time to listen. We may look like we're listening, but often we're formulating our own answer or thinking about our own opinion or interrupting what the other is saying. Listening. If we can't listen well to other human beings, how are we going to listen to God? To stop and really be attentive, to truly listen in a way that will assist us and guide us. But we want to do our own thing. We want to go our own way. And often that way leads to sin. It leads to damaged relationships. It leads to choices that are not good ones. Or maybe we're immature, no matter what our age. We want everything our way, and we'll manipulate and do whatever we can do in order to get things our way. even if it's not God's way. Listen. There are a variety of ways in which we can truly listen. In listening to the other, to compassionately listen. In a way in which we are attentive fully to that other person, and especially right now, when people are feeling isolated, it's important for us to take the time to listen carefully, fully, completely to this other person in a way in which we can share and hear their pain, their suffering, their struggle. And then to quiet ourselves as well. And Lent is a perfect time for this because prayer is one of the three disciplines of Lent. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. So more intensified prayer. Prayer in which we take time to not just simply talk to the Lord, but stop and listen. To quiet ourselves and listen for the voice of the Lord speaking to us. Open our eyes and see the glory of the Lord in front of us in so many different ways. But if we're so caught up in what we want and how we want it and when we want it, we will never be able to fully hear, nor will we fully see. As we continue through this Lenten season, may we be open and cooperate with the grace of Christ to listen more fully to the voice of the Lord and to see His glory right in front of us. May the charity of Christ urge us on. The Catholic Apostolate Center has many resources for the Lenten season. Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org/Lent. God bless you. Our prayers are with you.